200 million people worldwide suffer from blurry vision. But a new technology is making everything clearer. For the first time, these people have regained the ability to read. Hi guys, I'm Freddy. And from the creation of 6 massive protected marine areas in Spain, to the recovery of the world's most endangered whale, and to the lowest level of deforestation in Brazil, this is some of the best good news of the month. Let's start out in South Asia, with good news that 300,000 landmines have been removed in Sri Lanka. Landmines are deadly, hidden devices that explode when a person or vehicle steps over it. They were heavily used in the Sri Lankan Civil War, which started in 1983. It was fought between the Sri Lankan government and Tamil separatists. And after over 25 years of violence, it finally ended in 2009. Since then, the NGO Halo Trust has been working to remove all landmines from northern Sri Lanka. This is where the majority of the fighting took place. And they have just reached another major milestone after 2 decades. They have just removed their 300,000th landmine. Over that time, they have helped over 280,000 refugees return to their homes. In turn, this has also opened up the north to more visitors, increasing the money the country makes from tourism. And now to Mexico. They have just introduced new laws to protect endangered sharks. In the Atlantic Ocean, shark populations are threatened by something called bycatch. This is when sharks are accidentally caught in the nets of fishing vessels. Typically, fishermen keep the shark and then sell it for an extra profit. Between 2009 and 2021, the ICCAT made a series of recommendations against this harmful practice. And Mexico has finally listened. Large fishing ships are now required to return 5 types of endangered sharks to the sea. This applies specifically to tuna fishing boats, which are very dangerous for sharks. We hope that it will be extended to the Pacific Ocean as well. It's also been a good month for another underwater creature, because the population of one of the world's most endangered whales is recovering. The North Atlantic right whale has had a pretty bad century. In the 1890s, their population nearly collapsed because of commercial whaling. And today, they still face many threats. Like sharks, they often get trapped in fishing nets. And they can get injured when they crash into fishing boats. As a result, conservationists have introduced things like fishing-free zones and ropeless fishing gear. And these measures seem to be paying off. Let's put them in perspective. Last decade, the right whale's population decreased by 25%. But since 2020, the population has increased by more than 7%. And now, researchers have shown their numbers have gone up by 2% in 2024 compared to 2023, from 376 to 384 whales. It's a small increase, but it's definitely heading in the right direction. Let's hope this trend continues. Speaking of heading in the right direction, Spain just added 6 new biodiversity hotspots to its protected waters. These hotspots were located thanks to the tireless efforts of Oceana. For years, they have been finding unexplored ecosystems around Spanish waters. One of the highlights is a site called Islas Hormigas at Cabo de Palos. There, they discovered the seafloor was overgrown with coral and seagrass. They even found a previously unknown species of single-cell organism. This tiny stick eats even smaller animals that become stuck on its spiky head. Cabo de Palos is one of 5 marine zones that will now be protected. The 6th is an above-water seabird sanctuary. Altogether, they make up 17,000 square kilometers. That's just over half the size of Belgium. Or just over half the size of Maryland, for all of our Americans watching. Spain now has 6 years to provide the European Union with a detailed management plan. Once accepted, the site will be integrated into a larger conservation network managed by the European Union. Nature is still our focus, because deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon has dropped to the lowest level in nearly a decade. About 60% of the Amazon rainforest is situated inside Brazil. 2 years ago, Brazil promised to end illegal deforestation by 2030. And last year, deforestation fell by a massive 30.6%. And now it's fallen even more, thanks to a couple of things. 2025 saw a 38% increase in forest inspections by IBAMA compared to the year before. Overall, $520 million worth of fines were issued, while 4,500 pieces of equipment linked to illegal logging were also confiscated. 75 civil lawsuits were made in the meantime. Then in May and June, a 2-month police operation led to the capture of over 200 illegal loggers. All of this made a noticeable impact, because between August 2024 to July this year, deforestation fell by an impressive 11%. That's the lowest level achieved in nearly a decade. And they are not stopping there. Brazilian courts recently ordered that private property should be confiscated from owners who are guilty of deforestation or wildfires. Plus, a new AI-powered satellite detection software will expand surveillance across the entire Amazon basin. The Data NF system will also include non-forest areas in its coverage. It will be able to detect smoke, fire, and other signs of deforestation in real time. All of this will allow the government to respond more quickly. And for our next story, we are taking an even deeper look at how Brazilians are fighting to protect the Amazon rainforest. For this, we have partnered again with Planet Wild. One of their latest projects is helping native people in the heart of the Brazilian Amazon fight against deforestation. In 1961, the Xingu region and its tribes were given protected status by the government. But this hasn't done much to stop destruction. Over decades, their lands have been devastated by illegal logging, mining, and land clearances for agriculture. In response, the 16 communities of Xingu have taken matters into their own hands. They have united to create one of the Amazon's most effective forest protection systems. And Planet Wild is now supporting it in three ways. Firstly, they are paying for 3 years of forest patrols. They will do this by providing salaries, headlamps, transport, and anything else they need. Next, they bought equipment and tools like satellite internet for the firefighter teams. Lastly, they hired lawyers to get Xingu recognized as a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve and World Heritage Site. And this is just one of Planet Wild's projects. Planet Wild is a community-based nature protection organization. Every month, their community with over 16,000 members funds a new project to bring back endangered species, clean up oceans, or restore forests. And Planet Wild releases a video about it right here on YouTube, so you can see what the community contributions have achieved. Think of it like crowdfunding for nature. It's why we wanted to work with them and are already members ourselves. And you guys seem to really like them as well, when we talked about them in our October video. So if you want to make a real difference for the planet, check out Planet Wild. You can give whatever amount feels right to you, big or small. The first 100 people to sign up with our code GOOD12 get their first month completely free. You can scan the QR code on screen or just click the link in the description. And don't worry, you can cancel anytime. And the best part? You will see your impact almost instantly. Within 30 days, you will get to watch the results in their next update video on YouTube. And now, let's head to South Korea, which will turn large parking lots into solar power farms. South Korea is quite a small country, which makes the effective use of land a top priority. That's why they just thought of another use for large parking lots. South Korea has just announced that all lots with space for 80 or more cars must install solar panels. This will apply to all pre-existing structures as well as new constructions. The law already came into action at the end of November. Let's take a look at medicine now. And we start with these high-tech glasses that are making people see again. One of the most common causes of vision loss is called AMD. To understand this, let's first talk about central vision. Central vision is what you see straight ahead. We need it to read, drive, and recognize faces. That's because it enables us to see colors, shapes, and details clearly. The part of the eye responsible for the quality of our central vision is called the macula. It's located at the back of the eye in the retina. AMD develops when the macula becomes damaged over time because of age. Luckily, AMD almost never leads to complete blindness. That's because it doesn't affect what you see on the sides, top, and bottom. And here comes the good news. Stanford University researchers have just created a tool that restores central vision in people with AMD. It involves a pair of glasses with small cameras that capture what's in front. The brightness and contrast levels of the glasses can be adjusted, and they can zoom in up to 12 times closer. These images are then sent to a tiny wireless chip, which is surgically implanted at the back of the eye on the retina. To stream the images to the chip, they are using infrared light. It is used because humans can't see infrared light, so it doesn't interfere with what the patient is seeing. The chip then changes the information into an electrical signal that creates an image in the brain. 32 people with advanced AMD participated in the trial, and the improvement was astounding. After 1 year, 27 of the participants could read again and distinguish shapes and patterns sharply. This is the first technology that returns sight to people with this condition. At the moment, the image seen is in black and white. The next goal is to add grayscale. When this is added, patients will be able to recognize faces as well. Next, we head to the Maldives, which has officially ended mother-to-child transmission of the three most common infections passed during pregnancy. If a pregnant woman has HIV, syphilis, or hepatitis B, there's a chance they can pass it to their baby. Let's take HIV as an example. If left untreated, there's a 15 to 45% chance the baby will get it. This can obviously lead to really bad complications as they grow up. They will be more vulnerable to infection, disease, and even death, and their bodies might not develop properly. This is a big problem in Southeast Asia. In 2024, over 25,000 expecting mothers with HIV had to take treatment to prevent transmission, while across the same year, 8,000 newborns were diagnosed with syphilis. In the meantime, over 40 million people in the region live with hepatitis B. Okay, enough of that. Time for the good news. This makes the achievement of the Maldives all the more remarkable. They have become the first country in the world to eliminate mother-to-child transmission of all three. They did this by hugely improving the standard of pre-birth care, which is free for all. It gives every pregnant woman the opportunity to take frequent tests for HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B. Plus, newborns are getting all the vaccines they need to resist them. With this simple but effective strategy, they already eliminated syphilis and HIV in 2019. And now, the WHO has just confirmed that hepatitis B has been defeated as well. The data showed that in 2023, not a single child entering primary school had hepatitis B. And quickly before we get to the last story, if you don't want to miss all the positive things happening around the world, make sure to subscribe to Good News. I know YouTubers always say this, but this actually really helps us to keep making these videos. And if you want to support us even more, you could join as a channel member. Okay, back to the video. Let's finish on a high, because an 80-year-old woman has just become the oldest woman to finish the Ironman World Championship. The Ironman is the most brutal triathlon race on the planet. Participants start off by swimming 3.9 kilometers. That's followed by a 180-kilometer bike ride. And to push things even further, it ends with an exhausting 42.2-kilometer marathon. This year, the Women's Ironman World Championship was held in Kona, Hawaii. And it was there that an 80-year-old just made history. Born in 1945, Natalie Grabo has always wanted to compete. But when she was growing up, there were few opportunities to do this. In high school, the only real option available to her was cheerleading. After that, her career as a software developer took over, with competition taking a backseat. And it stayed like that until she was in her early 40s. Then, it started with her running during her lunch break. Shortly after, she was taking part in 5K, 10K, and half marathon races. Then, when she was 59, she finally learned to swim. In 2006, she swam, cycled, and ran her first Ironman race. Since then, she has competed in 10 more. In the most recent edition, she survived the Hawaiian heat to become the oldest woman ever to finish. It took her just under 17 hours. By doing so, she broke the previous record, set by 78-year-old Cherry Grünfeld in 2022. And Natalie has already signed up for two more Ironman races next year to break it again. Do you know anyone with AMD that will benefit from the new treatment? And which of these good news did you like the most? Let me know down in the comments below. Big thanks again to Planet Wild. If you want to make a difference for the planet, scan the QR code or use the link below. And if you are curious about their project helping to protect the Amazon, you can watch the video right here. Thank you for watching, and I see you in the next one. Bye bye.